President Trump wasted no time in following through on one of his big promises today. He signed an executive order rejecting the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. This would have been Obama's signature legacy on trade, covering 12 nations that account for 40% of the global economy. Trump now has his sights on remaking NAFTA, the trade agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The World's Jason Margolis joins me. You've been reporting on these deals for a long time, Jason. What does today's news on the TPP mean?
Well, the news today isn't entirely unexpected. Trump said he was going to do this, and he did.
So if there's no TPP, what's next?
That's the question. I mean, nobody knows. With a lot of Trump's policies, he's been vague, right? A lot of people who were in favor of the TPP say Trump has given control, ceded control to China, and that these countries along the Asia-Pacific Rim, Japan, Vietnam, Australia, now they can sign trade agreements with China, and China can take the lead in writing the global rules of trade in that part of the world. We'll see.
Generally, Trump has not really favored trade deals. He's turning to NAFTA next, the North American Free Trade Agreement. He says he'll renegotiate it. What can he actually do to NAFTA?
These are all good questions for which nobody has good answers. So it's a treaty. He can't just renegotiate it on his own. He has to have the approval of Congress and then Mexico and Canada. Trump likes to say, we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done quickly. It's not possible.
During the campaign, Trump seemed to equate deals like NAFTA with the reason a lot of people lost their jobs in the United States. Is that why people hate NAFTA so much? And what's a reality check on that? Do they hate it?
Yes, they hate it. I've spent a lot of time in the industrial Midwest. They blame the demise of their towns on NAFTA. But what is the reality? Okay, so there's some studies that say NAFTA may have cost the United States 700,000 jobs. That's on the high end. Some studies say it costs the United States no jobs. How can there be such a disparity?
Right.
Because how do you blame a job that left Michigan? Did it go away because of greater automation? Did it go to Mexico? Did it go to China? Did it just disappear? You can't just say this job left because of NAFTA.
Right. A lot of dynamics at play there. So what's been the reaction from Mexico and Canada, the two other signatories to NAFTA, and these kind of threats that it's going to get renegotiated or go away?
Right. So Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto today said that any new trade deals that Mexico signs need to improve wages for Mexican workers. And that's fair. I was just on the phone with an economist in Mexico City, and she's saying, look, it's not like all these jobs have come down to Mexico and we're all rich all of a sudden. These are low-wage jobs,
you know,
people earning $2-3 an hour. Up in Canada, there's concern, trepidation, worry, but they haven't said definitively what they'll do if Trump tries to renegotiate the deal.
And Jason, just to reiterate, these anti-trade positions that Trump is taking, these are basically populist positions that go against Trump's own GOP party, right?
Right. The Republican leaders favor more free trade. I mean, Paul Ryan was working very closely with President Obama to get the TPP done. What no one can figure out is how is Trump going to renegotiate these trade deals when his own party favors more trade. It really goes to what Trump is, right? He's a chaos candidate, and now he's proving to be a chaos president. He's just blowing everything up. I mean, in the past, up until this year, if you were a Democrat or you're a Republican, you work within the system to advance your own goals. And Trump is saying, I'm just going to blow it all up. And that's what a lot of people wanted, in fairness. You know, a lot of people who didn't see the spoils of NAFTA and these trade deals and globalization, they said, blow it up because it's not working for me.
The World's Jason Margolis. Thanks.
You're welcome.